Det här är Radio Sigtuna, 88,2. Ansvarig för sändningen är Musik för alla. Jag heter Annika Widnersson. Break it, burn it, drag it all around. Twist it, turn it, you can tear it down. Shaken by the strength and mighty power of my love. Crush it, kick it, you can never win. No, baby, you can't lick it, I'll make you give in. Yeah, every minute, every hour, you'll be shaken by the strength and mighty power. Power of my love. Vi skriver så bra hur Elvis kärlek till sina fans är. Man kommer helt enkelt inte undan. Klickar man inte med rock'n'roll så är man fast när Elvis sjunger gospel, eller blues, eller country, eller love songs. Nu kommer Love Me, Love the Life I Lead.
I am not a wise man, neither am I a fool. I'm what I am the way the good Lord made me. Though I need you more than you may ever understand, I can't wear a face that will betray me. Oh, if you're gonna love me, love the love I lead. Things I need, don't try to change me. If you're gonna take me for what I am. I can't be another man, I can't be free from the life I lead, from the life I lead. Money in my pocket never seems to last too long. I gamble on the wind and drown my sorrow. Though God knows I can't pretend it's better on my own. I can promise you a new tomorrow. If you're gonna love me, love the love I need.
the things I need. Don't try to change me. If you're gonna take me for what I am. I can't be another man. I can't be free from the life I lead. From the life I lead. Don't try to change me. If you're gonna take me for what I am. I can't be another man, can't be free from the life I lead, from the life I lead. If you're gonna love me, love the life I lead. Need the things I need. Don't try to change me. If they're gonna take me for what I am. Can't be another man, I can't be free.
En av Elvis första intervjuer så berättar han om respekten för andra människor och sina fans med autografblock och kameror. Starten eller grunden till hans kärlek till sin publik.
That is who I was brought up. My surroundings, my mother and my father and the whole family were always considerate of us. I've tried to be the same all through this thing, you know. Naturally, you learn a lot about people and you're involved in a lot of different situations. But I've tried to be the same, I mean, the way I was brought up. And I've always considered other people's feelings. I've never, in other words, I didn't kick anybody on the way. I've always treated people just like I would like to be treated myself. And I consider other people's feelings. I don't assume the attitude of get these people out of here like I have heard of being done, because those people are sincere in their feelings. If they want autographs and pictures and things like that, I don't just sign the autographs and the pictures and so forth to help my popularity or to make them like me. I do it because I know that they're sincere, and they see you, and they want an autograph to take home. They got an autograph book. They've got their little camera and everything, so you have to know that. And if you don't do it, well, you make them mad at you. They don't understand. You hurt their feelings, and you make a lot of enemies that way. And for no reason, because it's as simple as this. Once you get involved in this racket, business, your life is... It's public, really. Regardless of what anybody says about my private life is my own. Well, it is to a certain extent. I mean, everybody has to have a certain amount of privacy. But once you get involved in this business and you're doing a public service, you're trying to entertain people, your life is not your own, really. Because people are going to want to know what you're doing, where you are, what you wear, what you eat. These things are natural, you know, normal. And, you have to consider that. You have to consider that these people are sincere. They don't know the kind of life you lead. They don't know what kind of person you are. And so I try to remember that. That's all. It's simple. It's no problem. It's no big effort that I put forth.
Nu kommer It's Your Baby, You Rock It.
Woman won't stay caught. But you turned around and you loved her anyway. She broke your heart, and all I've got to say, it's your baby.
It's your baby.
You rock it. It's your heartache. Thank you.
about your troubles and your lady. But she done you like she done me, and I've used up all my sympathy. It's your baby. You rock it. It's your baby.
It's your baby.
You rock it. It's your honey.
Ännu en tidig intervju där Elvis försvarar sina fans som kallas idioter. Han talar också om att han möter trevliga vuxna föräldrar som pratar med honom. Och vad han nu tycker om att bli kallad Elvis Pelvis.
Idiot's Delight.
He called me Idiot's Delight. He said all the kids was a bunch of idiots. Kids that come here to and pay their money to see this show. Come to have a good time. What's his name here? Because they're somebody's kids. They're somebody's decent kids, probably, that was raised in a decent home. And he hadn't got any right to call those kids idiots. If they wanna pay their money and come out and jump around and scream and yell, it's their business. They'll grow up someday and grow out of that. But while they're young, let them have their fun. Don't let some old man that's so old he can't get around sit around and call them a bunch of idiots, because they're just human beings like he is.
Okay. We'll go back to a quotation. They can't like Presley for his voice or his guitar playing, no matter how lousy both may be. They can't adore him for these things because they scream so loud they can't even hear him sing or strum his guitar. Do you strum your guitar?
Well, I beat on it. I have for quite a number of years, so... I'm not an expert on it. I'll say this, and I'd like to add it to what I just got through saying about him. As a rule, most of the adults are real nice. They're understanding. I've had them come around to me with the hundreds and say, I don't personally like your kind of music, but my children like it, and so on, and if they like it, well, I hadn't got any kick about it, because when I was young, I liked the Charleston. I liked the Foxtrot. I liked this and that. They're adults with a little intelligence. I mean, you know, but they don't run the people in the ground for having a nice time.
Okay, back to clipping. What remains, unfortunately, are his pelvic gyrations, and that's the core of his whole appeal, quote, sex stimulation. Any answer to that?
Well, I don't roll my, what do you call it, pelvic gyrations.
Uh-huh.
My pelvis has nothing to do with what I do. I just, I get kind of rhythm with the music. I jump around to it because I enjoy what I'm doing. I'm not trying to be vulgar. I'm not trying to sell any sex. I'm not trying to look vulgar or nasty. I'm enjoying what I'm doing. I'm trying to make the best of it.
Where did you get the name Elvis the Pelvis?
From somebody just like the character that's writing this article here.
Do you have any idea who?
No, sir, I wish I knew. I don't know.
Of course, I
don't like to be called Elvis the Pelvis, but it's one of the most childish expressions I've ever heard coming from an adult. Elvis the Pelvis, but if they want to call me that, I mean, there's nothing I can do about it, so I just have to accept it. It's like you got to accept the good with the bad.
Okay.
Och nu kommer Indigetto.
As the snow flies On a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries, 'cause if there's one thing she don't need, is another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
Now people, don't you understand? Your child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Now take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns, and a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as the cold wind blows in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And his hunger burns, so he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, he steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And as her young man dies
in the ghetto.
On a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born. And his mama cried.
In the ghetto.
Elvis gjorde militärtjänst i Tyskland. Det var 1958 till 1960. Han blev intervjuad där av en reporter som inte är så jättebra på språket och förklarar varför han inte uppträder i Tyskland under militärtjänsten.
Wonder why you don't give any concert during your staying here in Germany.
Well, I will try to explain it to you. I was sent over here by the army as a soldier, you understand? And it would not be fair to the other boys in the army if I were traveling around and singing. I cannot be treated any different from the other boys. Do you understand?
Yes.
And I am very sorry that I am not over here as an entertainer, as a singer. But maybe I hope when I'm out of the army someday I can come back to Europe on a tour, you know, and then I will travel around and as an entertainer in eight or nine more months.
Nu kommer It's Still Here.
The day you said that we must part, you turned around and broke my heart. You had the nerve to tell me I would soon forget. Now you've been gone away 1 year, and I have not forgotten, dear, the love I had for you so long is still here. It's here, still here.
because my heart cannot believe we're really through. And though you said we'd never part, you turned around and broke my heart. The love I had for you so long still here. Is here still here, because my heart cannot believe we're really through. And though you said we'd never part, you turned around and broke my heart. The love I had for you so long is still here. It's here, still here, because my heart cannot believe we're really through. And though you said we'd never part, you turned around and broke my heart. The love I had for you so long is still here.
Det fanns fans utanför Elvis hem i Los Angeles och i Memphis. De kallades Skate Girls. En av dem är Sandy Miller, som också var en av Elvis vänner. Det här var ju innan det fanns mobiler, så djungeltelegrafen fick fungera som sån.
So you mentioned a story earlier about that there were for you, I think you used the term gate girls, or okay, and there were gate girls in LA and there were gate girls in Memphis, yeah. And y'all would communicate with each other.
Oh yes, Elvis called it the grapevine. The grapevine. When Elvis left L.A., we would call Memphis and say he's on his way home. And you figured 3 days driving, because he used to drive his bus. And when he left Memphis, they would call us and go, he's on his way back. So everybody would be waiting for him when he came home. He goes, how do you girls know? And we'd say, oh. He goes, oh, you're the grapevine.
Yeah.
Jag spelar Welcome to My World.
Thank you. Welcome to my world. Won't you come on in? Miracles, I guess, still happen now and then. Step into my heart, leave your cares behind. Welcome to my world, built with you in mind. Knock and the door shall be open. Seek and you will find. Ask and you'll be given the key to this heart of mine. I'll be waiting there with my arms unfurled, waiting just for you. Welcome to my world. Welcome to my world.
Okay.
Sandy Miller har också ett TLC-halsband. TLC står för Tender Loving Care. Elvis hade gjort ett smycke som han gav till sina vänner och de närmaste som arbetade för honom. Det mest kända är TCB som står för Take Care of Business. Men det finns också ett TLC-smycke, Tender Loving Care.
Tall, shaped like a cannonball. So every time she loves me, Lordy, you can hear me squall. She cried, ooh-wee, I believe I changed my mind. She said, I'm so glad I'm living. I cried, I'm so glad you're mine. My baby knows just how to treat me right. Me plenty love and more than noon at night. She cried, ooh-wee, I believe I changed my mind. She said, I'm so glad I'm living. I cried, I'm so glad you're mine. Glad I'm living. I cried, I'm so glad you're mine. My baby's lips are red and sweet like wine, and when she kisses me I get high every time. She cried, ooh-wee, I believe I changed my mind. She said, I'm so glad I'm living. I cried, I'm so glad you're mine.
Hur lyckas man då trollbinda sin publik under så många år? Gordon Stalker, som var en av sångarna i Elvis grupp, berättar vad Elvis sa åt dem. The show is always in the audience, never on stage.
It would be hard for me to tell you just how great it would be to be on the stage singing with him with some 25, 30,000 people screaming out in the audience. You know, Elvis always said, the show is in the audience, not on the stage.
För att vi ska förstå hur det var 1957 när Elvis uppträdde, så kommer här ett reportage av en upphetsad reporter i Kanada som pratar Elvis.
And now Elvis Presley comes to Canada. The Singing Rage played two shows to a packed Maple Leaf Gardens in Toronto tonight, and Bill Beattie was there for News Roundup. He's back now, but not the same.
In many years reporting the Canadian scene, I've never observed anything quite like this night. A traffic jam, 92 harried policemen, 300 building guards, two crowds of 14,000 screaming teenagers, and Elvis Presley rendering some of the music of our time. Once Elvis came on stage, all you could hear were the screams. The vast cavern of Maple Leaf Gardens darkened, except for the spotlight on Elvis. Elvis, the golden boy, standing there in his shimmering gold suit. Every time he wiggled, they screamed. And for a solid 40 minutes, Elvis wiggled, twitched, convulsed. And they screamed the louder. Every so often, the crowd of hypnotized youth sprang from their seats and started to move toward Elvis in his shimmering suit of gold. At such times, the police turned on the lights and got them back in their seats. It was possible to see that Elvis was singing. Most of the time, in a $3.50 seat, you couldn't hear a thing, but you could see his lips moving. There were the screams, the sighs, the pounding of feet. A sample, Elvis singing the finale. That favorite aria of rock and rollism, Hound Dog. outside, there is another traffic jam. This is Bill Beatty in Toronto.
Elvis själv berättar hur han upplever att stå backstage precis innan han ska upp på scenen. Det är fullt fokus och han är inne i sin bubbla.
Yeah, I've never gotten over what they call stage fright. I go through it every show. I'm pretty concerned. I'm pretty much thinking about the show. I never get completely comfortable with it. And I don't let the people with me get comfortable with it. And that I remind them that it's a new crowd out there. It's a new audience. And they haven't seen us before. So it's got to be like the first time we go on.
If Fowl comes up and I don't see him, we'll tell him to come back again.
Okay, fine. Sure. Okay. Yeah, all right. You know about the stage and all that?
Yeah. Nothing I can do about that.
I don't like to stay backstage too long. I've got to please the crowd. I mean, I've got to excite them, you know, or make them happy. I gear myself to doing that show, and somebody could walk up to me and say, hey, your head just exploded. I wouldn't hear it.
And I'm never gonna cease my wonder.
Svaret kommer ifrån hans publik. One night with you.
Yeah, one night with you is what I'm now praying for. The thing that we two did plan would make my dreams come true. Just call my name and I'll be right by your side. I need your sweet helping hand. My love's too strong to hide. Always lived very quiet life. I ain't never did no wrong. Now I know.
Jag fortsätter att spela It's Matter of Time.
It's a matter of time before I go back there. A matter time before I go home. I have been away from her now for a long time, and I've lived a life that I thought it should be, but it's a long, long way from now to maybe sometime. And the waiting round is really killing me. It's a matter of time,
it's a matter of time
before I go back there. Matter of time. It's a matter of time. I think I'll take a train right early in the morning, just to see how far I'll get away from here. But the trains don't run too often, only sometimes. So I guess I'd better wait another day. It's a matter of time,
it's a matter of time,
before I go back there. A matter of time, before I go home. It's a long way I know,
it's a long way I know,
and the going ain't easy. She'll see me, I know. It's a matter of time, she'll see me again. It's a matter of time.
Ännu mer kärlek. Let it be me.
Thank you very much. Hello, little girl. What you got? What you got? Not a Valentine? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, honey. Can I borrow some of your... okay. There's a beautiful song that came out 5 or 6 years ago by several different people. It's not my song, but I'd like to sing it for you.
God bless the day I found you. I want to stay around you, and so I beg you, let it be me. Don't take this heaven from one. Well, if you must cling to someone now and forever, let it be me. Each time we meet, love, I find complete love. Without your sweet love, tell me, what would life be? So never leave me lonely. Just tell me you love me only, and that you'll always let it be me.
Wait, James.
And that
Men allt var inte positivt i publiken. Gordon Stoker, bakgrundssångare i Jordans i Elvis grupp, berättar här några historier.
Well, being on stage with Elvis, then you know there's nothing that I could tell you that would be like being in front of an audience of 25 or 30,000 people screaming and hollering. Most of the time, like he said, screaming and hollering so much that those people can't hear a word I'm saying. He'd say to us, one time he said, I bet if I threw my coat out there, they'd tear it to threads, and they did. I think it was in Hawaii, but I think it was 50,000 in Hawaii that we had or something like that, some huge 35 or 40,000 people. And he pulled his coat off and threw it out in the audience, and they tore that coat. It was like throwing a pound of meat out to a bunch of hungry dogs. They tore that coat to threads. And it's just, it's really a sight that I shall never forget. Really, to tell you the truth, Elvis is scared a lot of times. He would work as close to us and to the musicians as he could possibly work, because he never knew. I think it was in Kansas City, they broke through the police lines and ran toward the stage to us. And Elvis turned around to the Jordanaires and said, run for your life. And we did. And we hit the car door just about the time the crowd got there. It was really, that's the only time that I can remember of all the stage shows you did with him that the audience broke through the crowds. Now, in Canada, in one of the places, they threw eggs at us. And one egg hit Scotty's guitar, the neck of his guitar, and Scotty did this, and Elvis turned around and made him mad. And Elvis was not a person to get mad. It just wasn't his nature to get mad and tell people off or holler at her or anything like that. Maybe he'd have been better off. Maybe he'd have still been here if he had done that, but he didn't. But this didn't make him mad. He turned to us, and you could see the fire in his eyes, and he said, one more egg, and we'll walk off the stage, and we won't sing another song. And there wasn't another egg.
En annan incident. Elvis svar kom blixtsnabbt när någon i publiken skrek, I hate you. Sen sjunger han Dixieland och berömmer sin publik efteråt.
Well, I don't take that for granted, though. I love you. Fuck you.
Oh, I wish I was in the land of cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Sing it, brother.
I wish I was in Dixie, away, away. Dixieland, I'll take my stand to live and die.
Or Dixieland. Just kidding. I was born early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Lonely, gone easy, hallelujah. Lonely, you know your daddy's bound to die. but all my trials, Lord, will soon be over.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. You're a good audience. Thank you.
Efter några allvarliga incidenter på scen så var Elvis alltid beväpnad med två revolver, en i varje boots. Han ville inte ge någon chansen att säga att det var jag som dödade Elvis Presley. Det var också en av anledningarna till att han aldrig uppträdde utomlands. Han hade aldrig kommit in i ett annat land med sina vapen, livvakter som var beväpnade till tänderna. Men mest kärleksfulla fans, här kommer You So Beautiful.
Yes, I've never worked with it. Life is stars. So take this heart I offer you. And possess the band on all this fun. And you leave forever young and beautiful.
Fortsätter att spela Treat Me Nice.
When I walk through that door, baby, be polite. You gonna make me so. If you don't greet me right, don't you ever kiss me once, kiss me twice. Treat me nice. I know that you've been told it's not fair to tease. So if you come on cold, I'm really gonna freeze. If you don't want me to be cold as ice, treat me nice. Make me feel at home if you really care. Scratch my back and run your pretty fingers through my hair. But I wanna be your slave if you ask me to. But if you don't behave, I'll walk right out on you. If you want my love, then take my advice. Reunite. Make me feel at home. If you really care, scratch my back and run your pretty
lingers through my head. No one of your flavor. If you ask me to, but if you don't behave, I'll walk right out on you. If you want my love and take my advice, dream a night. If you really want my loving, treat me now.
Sandy Miller berättar några Elvis-historier.
Tell us a funny story. Tell us something that nobody would know, nobody would think about, that's even a thing between you and Elvis, just a thing.
Oh gosh, there were so...
I heard, I probably shouldn't mention this, but I heard that you kissed Elvis.
Oh yeah, Mindy, he was a hugger and a kisser. He was a hugger and a kisser. It wasn't just me, it was anybody he was comfortable with, or, yeah, you know, you always got a hello kiss and a hug, and a goodbye kiss and a hug.
Wow.
And, he was very affectionate in a very non-threatening way.
Yeah.
He was just a sweetheart. You know, he was so sweet. He was, like I said, he was quirky, but he was so sweet, and he was fun to be around. But yeah, funny stories, oh gosh, he was just, oh gosh. There was one time, not relating to anything to do with me, but he was going to the studio, and we were to follow him. He asked us to follow him so that we could also get into the studio. Well, the signal lights were out on Santa Monica Boulevard, and so traffic was getting kind of nutsy. And poor Joe, he told Joe, pull over, pull over. And he gets out, and he's got on, you know, black slacks and a red shirt and a black cape. This is in the middle of summer, in the middle of the day, and he gets out in the middle of Santa Monica Boulevard and Beverly Glen, I think it was, I don't know. And he starts directing traffic. He's just standing out there in his little outfit, and he's waving the cars. And Joe is like, get in the car, get in the car. We were laughing hysterically, and then finally the cops came, and he got back in his limo, and...
So he held intersection until the police came.
Can you imagine people driving by going, God, that looks an awful lot like...
Isn't that Elvis? That can't be Elvis. That's what they do today. That's not Elvis.
Oh, he'd play off that. There was a carload of tourists, you know, the people that give tours around Beverly Hills. And big white van drove up, and Elvis was out at the gate talking to the fans. This big white van pulls up with the people getting the movie star home tour. And they, because there was a bunch of people standing at Elvis's house, they lady rolled down the window, and she goes, who lives here? You know, why are you all standing out here? Who lives here? And Elvis goes, I don't know. But he goes, but Danny Thomas lives right down there. And they're like, oh, thank you. And they take pictures of Danny Thomas's house, and they come back, and they stopped on the way back, and the lady rolled down the window. She goes, you know, you look a lot like Elvis Presley. He goes, oh, I know, I get it all the time. And they took up.
And they drove off.
And we're like,
what in the world?
You guys don't know it, but, yeah.
It'd be hilarious if they have pictures, if they found pictures later and went, oh, what in the world?
Oh my gosh, that was him.
En ur publiken har målat ett porträtt på Elvis. Elvis lämnar artigt tillbaka autografpennan innan han börjar sjunga Just Pretend.
What you got there? God, listen. Did you really? It's very nice. It's like Engelbert Humperdinck.
Did you have to get
this one for me? Yeah, sure will. Time out, folks. Just one second. Bahiga? Is that your name, Bahiga? Okay. Let me have this one. Thank you very much. Yeah, it's nice. Very nice. I can't do that. I'm sorry. Thank you. All right, hang loose. You get it back. Okay. I just did a country and western album. And it is a song. It's called Just Pretend.
Get on it. just pretend I'm holding you and whispering things soft and low, and think of me how it's gonna be. Just pretend I didn't go when I walked away. Oh Lordy, I heard you say, if you need me, you know what to do. If I knew it then, I'd be back again. So just pretend I'm right there with you, and I'll come flying to you again. All my crying, Lord, is through. Oh, 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 I will hold you and love you again. But until then, come on, man, we'll just pretend. But I can't recall the things we said or why you cried. But now I know it was wrong to go. I belong.
Jag fortsätter att spela. Please don't stop loving me.
Please don't stop loving me. You were born just to be in my arms, in my arms. Please don't stop loving me. Your lips were made just to be kissed by me. Kissed by me. When I'm with you, I don't know day from night, wrong from right. You're my world.
that's all I know. I love you so. I will let go. Please don't stop loving me. You were born just to be in my arms, in my arms. Please don't stop loving me. Your lips were made just to be kissed by me. Kissed by me. When I'm with you, I don't know day from night, wrong from right. You're my world, that's all I know. I love you so. I will let go. Please don't stop loving me. Darling, you always be.
I slutet av sina shower brukade Elvis tända strålkastarna så han kunde se sin publik. Alltid lika uppskattat. Elvis, Madison Square Garden, How Time Slips Away.
Now that you've seen us, I'd like to turn the house lights up so I can take a look at you. Well, I did. It's a big place, man. You're beautiful. Thank you very much. Well, hello there. My, it's been a long, long time. How am I doing? Well, I guess I'm doing fine. It's been so long now, and it seems like it was on. Yesterday, yeah, ain't it funny? A high slip. How's your new love? I hope that he's doing fine. I heard you told him that you love him. Well, you know that's the same thing that you told me. Seemed like just the other day. Yeah, ain't it funny how time slips all away? I gotta go now. Yes, I'll see you. Don't know when though. Never know when I'll be back down. But I remember what I told you. But in time, it'll be over. Yeah, ain't it funny how time slips away. Slips right on, slips right on.
ships right on.
Det är dags att avrunda Elvis och hans fans. Jag har förstås bara skrapat på ytan. Det finns hur mycket som helst att berätta. Den här gången avslutar Elvis från The International i Las Vegas. Det är 3 augusti 1969, Dinner Show.
I'd like to thank you. You're really a wonderful audience, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you all very much. Especially for you, I'd like to do a song. Wise men say only fools rush in, but I care only in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be the river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes, some things are to be. Take
för att ha lyssnat på mitt program Elvis på mitt vis. Det här är Radio Sigtuna 88,2. Ansvarig för sändningen var Föreningen Musik för alla. Jag heter Annika Widnersson. Allt gott!